15:19, Bhagavad Gita as it is, the yoga of the Supreme Person, Purushottama Yoga. Yo mamevam asamuro janati purushottamam sasarvavid vajatimam sarva bhavena bharata yo mamevam asamuro janati purushottamam sasarvavit vajatimam sarva bhavena bharata. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting, is a knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are many philosophical speculations about the constitutional position of the living entities and the Supreme Absolute Truth. Now in this verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead clearly explains that anyone who knows Lord Krishna to be the Supreme Person is actually the knower of everything. The imperfect knower goes on simply speculating about the Absolute Truth. But the perfect knower, without wasting his valuable time, engages directly in Krishna consciousness, the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Throughout the whole Bhagavad Gita, this fact is being stressed at every step. And still there are so many stubborn commentators in Bhagavad Gita who consider the Supreme Absolute Truth and the living entities to be one and the same. Vedic knowledge is called Shruti, learning by oral reception. One should actually receive the Vedic message from authorities like Krishna and his representatives. Here Krishna distinguishes everything very nicely, and one should hear from this source. Simply to hear like the hogs is not sufficient. One must be able to understand from the authorities. It is not that one should simply speculate academically. One should submissively hear from Bhagavad Gita that these living entities are always subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who is able to understand this according to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna knows the purpose of the Vedas. No one else knows the purpose of the Vedas. The word bhajati is very significant. The word bhajati is very significant. In many places the word bhajati is expressed in relationship with the service of the Supreme Lord. If a person is engaged in full Krishna consciousness, in the devotional service of the Lord, it is to be understood that he has understood all the Vedic knowledge. In the Vaishnava Parampara it is said that if one is engaged in the devotional service of Krishna, then there is no need for any other spiritual process for understanding the Supreme Absolute Truth. He has already come to the point, because he is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, he has ended all preliminary processes of understanding. But if anyone, after speculating for hundreds of thousands of lives, does not come to the point that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that one has to surrender there all his speculation for so many years and lives, is a useless waste of time. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation purport, chapter 15, text 19, the yoga of the Supreme Person, Purushottama Yoga. Translation with repetition. Whoever knows me, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
without doubting,
is the knower of everything.
He therefore engages himself
in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. Harihi Om. Tat Sat. So this verse, Krishna is clarifying everything, how he should be understood as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting. In this way, such a person is the knower of everything. So Prabhupada, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he stressed that we should also simply try to learn, know Krishna, serve Krishna, so that we can in this way know everything. Many people are trying to understand the Absolute Truth, trying to understand God, but very few people actually know what is the position of the Absolute Truth. Because only the devotees can understand. Ame bhakta, na, bhakta mama vijanati. Only devotees know Krishna and truth. So somebody who is a devotee and they know about Krishna, if they need to inform the other people. It's very difficult to understand who Krishna is unless you hear from a devotee. So Lord Chaitanya wanted his devotees to disseminate the knowledge of Krishna. So he sent his followers out door to door to preach. Chaitanya Bhagavad mentions this verse. Suno suno nityananda suno hari das sarvatya maragya koroho prakash pratik gori gori gya koro ebika bolo krishna bhajo krishna koro krishna shikha. Understand? Suno, suno, Nityananda, suno, Haridas. Please listen to me, Haridas, Nityananda, Prati Gauri Gauri Gya. Go to every house and make this prayer. Literally, beg the people. What to beg them? His order. He had an order. What was his order? Bolo Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna. To perform devotional service to Krishna. Koro Krishna Shikha. Shikha is Bengali for Siksha. Do that, study the teachings of Lord Krishna. Prabhupada said there's two kinds of teachings. One is Bhagavad Gita, which Krishna personally spoke. So that's a teaching of Krishna, and he spoke it. Another one is Srimad Bhagavatam, which was spoken about Krishna. So these are the two main teachings of Krishna that we are propagating. So people chant, perform devotional service to Krishna, and study the teachings of Krishna, then they get a very clear idea about their, about who Krishna is and what their relationship is with Krishna. So this way the followers of Lord Chaitanya, they're going out door to door and making this prayer to everyone. Even Lord Nityananda made this prayer to Jagai Madai, who are not the normal peaceful religious householders that you're asking to lead a holy life and chant Hare Krishna. They're gundas, ruffians. But they were also delivered by Nityananda and by Gauranga. So Lord Chaitanya expected his devotees to spread this message. I'm sure all of you are helping. How many of you are helping in the preaching? Well, it must be more than that. How many help with cooking the Sunday feast? How many help with the Rath Yatra? How many help with youth programs? Namahatra programs? Bhakti Riksha programs? That's less. And but everyone should try to help. You can help in so many little ways, in big ways. There was that devotee, was a Sanatan, he was here from Canada, he was working here. Sanatan Seva, yeah. He came here, he also had some group, although he had his full work. He moved to Lanesha, although he had a nice place by the airport, because he wanted to be where the preaching was. So like that, they're inspired people. They want to help with the preaching. When his wife was sent the kids to school and she didn't have anything to do except her housework, she finished that up quickly. And then she went out in the Middle East and she looked on the condominiums for Indian names. Again, in the Middle East, you know, you don't want to preach to some Muhammad Hussein or something again. So here we could, but I mean, there you can. So then she found an Indian name, knocked on the door, and then it was the lady of the house might have been there, and arranged a house program. And later on, with some devotees and her husband, they organized, they came and did a house program, and that invited all the other people from the condominium. Like this, that house program eventually became either Namhad or Bhakti Riksha. Before she left the Middle East, she had made 25 groups, alone, single-handed. Now she's in Toronto. I heard she made about 8 or 10 groups there already. She's on the temple board. I heard. So, like this, somehow how to find us some time that we can give the message. It's You know, we think the sannyasis are going to give the message, or just like Gopal Krishna Maharaj. Does he come here at all in South Africa? He's told me that last year they distributed over 200,000 Bhagavad Gita, big. And more than 50% was distributed by the congregation. People working, raising their families from their home. And in Surat, Gujarat, 30,000 Bhagavad Gitas were distributed mainly by the congregation, by home-based members of our community. Actually, in the ministry, we're having a discussion now Right now we're called the Ministry of Congregational Development. And some are proposing we should say the Ministry of Community Development, saying that we're trying to build communities of devotees, integrating the devotees who practice from their homes and the support to the temples. So what do you think is better, community development or congregational development? How many think congregational? How many think community? I'll tell you. So like that, in Chaitanya Leela is still going on. Adyapiha Leela Gode Kode Gorai Kono Kono Bhagyavan Dekhevari Pai. So we can help Lord Chaitanya by spreading the message to others. Lord Chaitanya was traveling in South India and he stayed at Kurma Desh. Any of you been to Kurma Desh? Near Visakhapatnam, 2-hour drive from Visakhapatnam. It's a temple of Kurma Dev. Who's Kurma? But what's he look like? What's his form? He's a frog, a monkey, a tortoise. Oh. Just checking. They say a tortoise incarnation, especially removes previous janam karmas. One son has some hereditary or previous birth bad karma, then he removes. It's a specialty. They sell little kurma amulets, like nursing amulets, but these are kurmas you wear around your neck. Well, Lord Chaitanya was there, and this deity, well, they originally thought he was a Shiva Linga, and he was being worshipped by Shiva devotees. But then Ramanujacharya was allegedly thrown there by Jagannath. Some say he was thrown to, but I think Bhakti Vinod said he was thrown to Mayapur, met Lord Chaitanya, then he got transferred over to Kurma Desh. And he said it's not a Shiva Linga because he's got a head and 4 legs. Shiva Lingas don't have heads and legs. It's a Kurma, Vishnu form. So then his followers are still doing that puja. So Lord Chaitanya, 500 years ago, went to that place. And he was staying in the house of a Brahmin. Every day he'd go and spend somewhere, stay with a Brahmin, take prasadam, and then sometimes he'd take prasad with some other devotee, Vaishnava. Then in the early morning around 7 o'clock he'd go after his morning duties and go on to the prayers and everything, go to the next place. So, just before he left, this Brahmin said, "You see, I got a house, I got a car, I got money, I have everything. I have a wife, I have cows. So I have a society, a position in society. And I'm still not happy. So what I want is, I just want to give up all this and go walking with you like a sannyasi." "You're volunteering or what?" "Well, if you would have, Lord Chaitanya told this Brahmana that I never want to hear such words from you again. It's not proper for grihasthas to just leave their responsibilities, leave their family. This is a kind of monkey renunciation. Monkeys look very renounced, but they're not renounced. They're bogies. They're enjoyers. So this is called markata vairagya. You don't want to do this."